and we're going to kind of, you know, hit them. I just took notes is what I did, and I'm going to come off and off the air with my notes. So just bear with me. Some of it I'll need to read to you. Others will be right off the top of my head. But the nice thing about it is that this Monday's call is being taped by Focus on Growth. And last Monday, we had Char had a great guest on with us, and his name was Steve Roberts. He joined us on the call with some tremendous, tremendous information that I think is very important. And he talked about basically how he got started in NECN, but he also talked about different way of thinking about food. And like Steve said, in regards to his diet, and he called it microbiotics. And Steve has been eating this way basically for the last 18 years and has noticed some amazing changes in his health due to eating of more of the whole foods, plant-based, and also in conjunction with his NECN products. And I thought one of the interesting things about that particular call was when he started the call, it wasn't about, we all want to know, what are you doing, what are you doing? And he said he was going to reverse that a little bit, and he started off with what he doesn't eat. And he then explained why he doesn't eat these particular things, which he feels was very, very important to him. Maybe a little bit more than what he eats, because it's not so much what you eat, it's what you don't eat in this particular case that really can change your health. And so Steve talked about that. He made one important statement on in that call that I kind of clicked onto it, because it's kind of like a statement that got me interested in the lifestyle call that Ruth Williams made. But his statement was basically, and I'm not going to quote this word for word, but it says, we are all responsible for our own health, and we need to find our own path in food that we choose to eliminate or include in our diet. And I thought that was very, very important, is that we can choose to do things. And I know when things get a new product comes out or whatever, some people say, oh, why did we get rid of the old product? And a lot of people are excited about the new product. Well, that's kind of the way it is here, is that, you know, you got to take your own path and decide what's best for you. But, you know, I've always believed that if you stay open to things, that change happens, and change normally happens for the best. And the main reason to consider that a new diet, like Steve said, is it's better. Now, here's the other thing I pulled out of that Monday call, for me anyhow, that it was better to prevent diseases from happening. I'll repeat that again. It is better to prevent diseases from happening than getting them. And then have to worry about, okay, now what am I going to do about this, and how am I going to treat it, what are my doctors going to do? And, of course, you all know the worry that comes with when we get a health situation. And I know I've had a few in my life, and pretty soon you start, sometimes you get really indulged in it. And so why not just prevent it? And if we can do that through a form of a good lifestyle and a different way of possibly eating than what we've eaten all of our life, I say, why not? And Steve definitely verified that it's better to prevent diseases from happening than getting them. And he really went on and did a lot of things. But I'm not going to kind of go over the whole tape with you, because this conversation with you, because I think it's something that you need to listen to. And the nice thing about it is that Focus on Growth is taping our Monday calls for us. And if you'd like to really listen to what Steve had to say in his words, and I've always believed that when you can hear about what somebody else has said in their own words, you'll get a different meaning for it. And you need to pull out of that tape or that conversation basically what you think is very, very important. And so you can go to Focus on Growth, and that's one particular word. And by the way, you might want to have a pencil and paper handy. I'm going to mention a few other things today that you might want to write down. And just go to focusongrowth.com. And down in the lower left-hand corner, it says Advanced Lifestyle Calls. You can click on that, and then that'll bring you up to another page. And then click on there's a week of June the 18th, and you can listen to Steve Roberts and Char Rogers, which I thought was absolutely an absolute excellent call. You can listen really what Steve has to say, and you can get it from his own terminology. And I'm just basically here to kind of verify some of the things or summarize some of the things that we talked about on Monday, on the particular days of the week. Also, Char mentioned a book that we're all excited about, and the doggone thing about it is that once we all got it, or those of us that did get it, we just couldn't put it down. You know, I got into the first part of it, and I was so excited about what some of the information that I was hearing, I just had to keep reading and reading, and it didn't take too long to get the book read, because there's actually some great information. And the book is The China Study. Okay, and the reason it is called The Chinese China Study is that basically what happened was that the premier of China in the early 1970s at that time was dying of cancer. And he initiated this nationwide, let me say that again, he initiated this nationwide survey to collect information about this disease at that particular time that was not well understood. And it was to be a monumental survey, and it was of death rates of 12 different kinds of cancer for more than 2,400 counties in China and provinces, which included 880, listen to that, 880 million people, which was 96% of its citizens. And the amazing thing about that survey was, folks, it involved 650,000 workers and was the most ambitious biomedical research project ever undertaken. Now, the nice thing about this book is, yes, it is technical, but a lot of the things that he talks about are just common sense, and I think that's one of the things that really motivated me to kind of open up my mind a little bit and to keep reading. And the results were amazing, what some of the things I read in this book. And this is the main reason, pretty much, that I chose to be part of the Advanced Study Group. It's loaded with all kinds of good information, some conclusions that they came to from this, and then I think it was later in the 1990s or whatever, they did another survey, and they found some amazing results that basically, and what Steve had said earlier, that diseases are related to the foods that we put in our mouth, the diets that we have. But it has some excellent experiments in there, and it has gobs and gobs of research and data in the back of the book to verify again exactly what was being discussed. We also discussed basically the idea about switching over from getting processed foods, and this is pretty much what Steve has done. He's got the processed food, the animal protein, the sugar, and the dairy products pretty much out of his diet. And that's the one thing I just want to say, that sometimes that's pretty shocking to people, but there's real advantages to doing that. And also really looking at the labels and better understanding what is in that food, processed food that we purchase out of that grocery store. He didn't say that not all processed foods are bad, but if you read the label and can make some intelligent decisions and know what to look for, that you can certainly have some good food and put it in your body. And a good about being natural, eating natural foods and whole foods, and that was one of the main things. When you read this book, you will better understand why this is real important. And like I said, it's like Steve said, and I'll repeat it again because it really clicked on me. It's better to prevent diseases to get them. And now I know pretty much why that happens to us in our bodies. And one thing I've learned in my 66 years of life is that being open to new ideas and being able to have the ability to tweak some things in my life, that I've been able to make some dramatic changes in my health. And I shudder to think that if I had not ever got on that call about 2.5 years ago, what my health would be today. If I had not listened to that lifestyle call, like I said, it would just be amazing. And that was a new way of eating for me and thinking about what foods would be best for my health. And I could just have easily said, I guess at that time, no, I don't want to change. I'm going to continue to eat the way I do. I love the fast food. It's quick, it's fast, it's easy, I'm busy. But yet my body was loaded with those diseases and high blood pressure and everything else. And one of the main things that if I just got only one thing out of that, that has happened, the good health that's happened to me, and that is basically getting my diabetes under control and pretty much coming off of insulin. And I guess I better get control here and get back to what the purpose that I'm here for today, and that is summarization. On Wednesday, we did an amazing thing happen. I was so excited. Ruth Williams verified again to us how this plant-based diet is very important and that it does work. And Ruth, are you there this morning? I guess she's not, but anyhow, Ruth talked to us and told us something that she had basically, with her and Dennis, was doing some financial planning for the rest of their life and their family.
Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Ruth.
Sorry,
I've
double muted me because I have a new headset.
Oh, okay. Say, would you, I was just telling the folks on Wednesday's call that you talked about something that, again, verified the idea what's behind the China study and the plant-based diet and some amazing things that can happen in such a short period of time. Would you mind telling us in your words exactly about what came out of your meeting with the financial planner in regards to the China study?
You know, I've been thinking about that quite a bit this morning, and how blessed we are. And here we have been working on this program and having a goal to change the disease statistics of America and the world. And we have been doing the best we can, actually, for Shar and I, for 30 years, and trying to learn what to do. And we actually were pretty much on the right track when we first began. And we've been diligent. We've been seeking answers. And the doorways have opened for us. And little miracle-like things like Shar and I just coming up with some things at the same time that seems a sort of miraculous. Well, I thought this was kind of miraculous. Here we are sitting down with a financial planner, and he says to us, now, if you want to go and have a physical, let me know a few weeks beforehand because I can tell you what to do so that in 2 weeks, all your blood levels and things that the insurance uses that are, if they're too high, they will raise your insurance. But if you want to have your insurance rate at the lowest possible rate, you have to get your cholesterol down. You have to have your blood sugar normal. You have to have your triglycerides normal. And all of these things that they count with your blood tests. And I will be able to tell you what to do so that in 2 weeks, they will be normal. Dennis and I just sort of, we must sat there for 15 seconds and just sort of looked at the guy. And I just couldn't believe this was happening. And I said, diet and nutrition? And he said, yes. Have you heard of the China study?
Wow.
Once again, the door is open and the way is paved. There's a plan here. Mm-hmm. And eventually, scripturally, we know that we are not supposed to have, we don't know exactly when this is going to happen, but sometime in the near future, we are supposed to have good health and no pain and no illness. Well, maybe we're on our way.
Amazing. Thank you, Ruth. I really appreciated that because I know on that call that literally amazed me. And being sold for an insurance for Mutual New York after I got out of the military way back in the 70s, and I got to thinking about what you said. And boy, if I'd have known that as an insurance agent, you know, I had many people that could not pass those physicals that's required when you get nice sums of insurance to protect yourself and your family. That could have made a whole lot more money. I could have got more insurance approved than disapproved. Absolutely amazing.
Mommy, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yep.
So then I said, boy, I sure would like to talk to Dr. Campbell and be able to get him on our lifestyle call. And he said, when he told me about the China study, have you heard of the China study? And I said, yes, we've been doing this for over a month now. And he said, well, he's a good friend of mine. I was just up visiting him not too long ago. I said, wow, I would really like to be able to get him on our lifestyle call. He said, well, I'll arrange for you to be able to talk to him. And so last Thursday or Friday, he called, gave me his phone number, told me to call Dr. Campbell. He was waiting for my call. And I was able to talk with him for about 30 minutes.
Great.
And I don't want to steal anything that he's going to say on our call on July 2nd.
And so on July 2nd?
July 2nd, we will have Dr. Campbell as our guest on the Lifestyle Call. We are going to be able to have Focus on Growth tape it, and we will have a CD that we can put in together with the orders for the Lifestyle Pack and help everyone to learn more about Dr. Campbell and his study.
That is exciting, Ruth.
Oh, I'm really excited.
Yeah, to have the gentleman.
Such a nice man.
To have the gentleman here that wrote this book of over 300, close to 400 pages with us, and man, that's exciting. So I guess what I bet everybody ought to do now is that if you, the date again, I think was July 2nd, Ruth?
That's correct, Monday morning.
On July 2nd, Monday morning, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, or whatever your time is across America, I would strongly suggest now that you get as many people to this call as you can to understand more about the China study and the things that Mr. Campbell has to say. Thank you, Ruth, for that information. I really appreciate that and insisting here this morning.
I know this is going very fast. That is next Monday.
I know. It's coming up, isn't it?
It is.
Great. Also, we got to discuss on the Wednesday call a subject of protein in our diet and how much is in whole foods compared to animal protein. And Mary Lou spoke up that particular day, and she happened to mention the China Study book again, that on page 230, you might want to take this down, so when you either got your book, or you, maybe you're not to this yet, or when you do get your book, you can go to page 230, and pretty much it was a chart, and this chart says, nutrient compositions of plants and animal-based foods per 500 calories of energy. Now, I want to make a statement here right up front. On the plant-based foods, when I talk about what's in them, about certain things, I'm talking about equal parts of tomatoes, spinach, lima beans, peas, and potatoes. And when I talk about the animal-based foods, I'm talking about also equal parts of beef, pork, chicken, and whole milk. And this chart is in your China study. So, but I just wanted to bring up, because people get to talking about protein, and it came up that particular day in our conversation. And here's the difference in protein between an animal-based protein and plant-based foods. In the animal-based side, remember, this is 500 calories of energy. In the protein, there was 34 grams, okay? Now, get this. In the plant-based foods, with no animal products, there was 33. So that's almost equal. In other words, you can still get the required amount of protein in your body that you need by strictly eating plant-based foods, and we know that plant-based foods are a whole lot healthier for you. The other thing I thought was kind of amazing was, we know there's no dietary fiber in animal-based foods, but in plant-based products, there's 31. Magnesium, get this, calcium and magnesium. Magnesium, there's 51 milligrams of magnesium in animal-based foods, but there's 548 milligrams of it in plant-based foods. So also calcium, you know, you hear how calcium is so important, but yet milk is an animal product, and we've heard it all of our lives. You got to drink the milk to have the good teeth and bones and everything else, so you won't get osteoporosis. But in the equal amounts of those particular foods, there's 252 calcium in animal-based foods, and there's 545 of calcium. Magnesium is 51 in animal-based and 548 in plant-based food. So I guess that kind of, and when I heard that, I thought, man, this is so true what I've been reading, that it is there, and that's exciting that we can get our protein and our calcium and our magnesium and the important things we've heard of our lives and why we need to eat animal products. But anyhow, let me get going here. It's getting late. We talked about sea vegetables, also very important. You can find them mostly in Asian markets. And also that how those, Shar happened to mention that, and Wei happened to mention that how you can actually use those for spices if you want to put them in your main food and don't want to particularly eat them all the way that a lot of people do. Shar also mentioned a Dr. Lorraine Day and what a great result that she was getting in a plant-based diet. And she had cancer. And I went to her website, which is Dr. Day, and you want to write that down, drday.com, and I looked at the picture there that she had of her particular tumor, and she got some amazing results there. And she also talked about Lorraine Day has a DVD, and it's called You Can't Improve on God, and it was all about basically what she did to turn her life around in regards to ways of eating. And it's just absolutely amazing. And Shar recommend that we get that, and I have that on order. And I strongly suggest that you do, if you'd like to, go to that particular site. On Thursday, I'm going to speed up here on Mary Lou, host of the call. Dr. Carol Guth also joined us on that particular call where she talked about the research, and Mary Lou asked her what she thought about it, and she was very, very impressed about the research behind the China study and the data and the information there. She was very, very impressed. We also discussed some more delicious recipes from anywhere from cabbage salad, the potato rice medley, different kinds of dressings, and the one that I thought was interesting was the one using Siaga, and that was kind of exciting. Also, a couple other websites that Shar happened to mention was Dr. Ornish, and I believe his first name is Dean, Dr. Dean Ornish, and Dr. John Campbell. And the other thing, Shar told us about a new corn that she found out about, that when they pick it, all they do is they put it on ice, immediately put it on ice, and you don't even cook the corn before you eat it. Man, I'll tell you, that is really whole foods. We talked about vitamins and minerals in fruit and vegetables, and in a book called The Perfect Health. It's a book called The Perfect Health, The Natural Way by Mary Ann Shear. There's some great charts in the back of that to, again, verify this information, because here again, a lot of times people have questions in regards to what's in it and what isn't, okay, in foods, in plant-based foods. And are we getting the things we need? And, of course, with supplementation through our Nikin products and whatever, we can definitely accomplish that. Friday, we discussed some ways of things to do if you get hungry between meals or snacks, and why that might happen to you if in changing your normal diet. And sometimes that does happen. A journaling came out that was very important because you can always go back and see what happened. I remember when Jan asked the question that Ruth, one of the things Ruth wanted to know pretty much right off the bat was what was she having to eat, and Jan was able to explain that. And this is the reason, again, why the calls are so important is if you have a situation or a question, as a support group, we're here to help you and assist you in any particular way, and somebody can help you with the questions, and if not, doggone it, we'll get find those answers, and we'll get them to you either on the next call, or we'll get back with you. And also, I was listening to a DVD yesterday, and it talked about people that said, well, I can't eat like that, and the question was, and think about this, and we're all going to die sometime, okay, and I don't want to turn this to a negative situation, but doggone it, it does happen. I wish it didn't. We continue to live forever, but we can't. But we're all going to die. So what? And so the question was in this particular DVD. So what would you do to eat a plate of cardboard for? And of course, most people think, well, man, they'd never see cardboard. Whatever. You know, I wouldn't do that. But what his results and what he was talking about is, what would you do? Would you eat plate of cardboard? And he said, yeah, he would. And the answer was to spend one more hour with his grandchildren. This might have touched some of you out there. What would you do if something came about? And if you could give yourself just one more hour, what would you do? Would you eat that plate of cardboard? And he said, yes, he would. And then he said he'd also spend a few more quiet hours with his spouse, wrapped up someplace in a nice, in front of a fireplace, and just be able to hold his spouse if he could just get another hour or two. And he'll be able to spend an hour windsurfing. He loves to windsurf, and he totally enjoys it. Well, folks, I guess that is what we can give ourselves by living a good lifestyle, utilizing the Nikin products, and eating the right foods to give each of us the good health to have just one more hour, just one more month, or a few more years of life to be with people that we love and our friends. And so I guess that's kind of the summarization that I came out of last week. And so, Shar, is there anything that you would like to say and mention, or anything I missed on last week's call?
Nothing I can think of. That was a great job, Monty. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I didn't think it was going to take this long, but it certainly did. I think what I'm going to do, if it's okay, is I'm going to open the call up, and if anybody might possibly have any questions or anything, or Shar, Mary Lou, Ruth, if you have anything else to say, go ahead.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Hi, this is Fred, reporting my point. Ten for Saturday and 9 for Denver. Friday.
Thank you, Wade.
And Saturday I got a 10. Yeah, Saturday night I didn't get to sleep on the travel comforter with the camping, so that was the
great. Really appreciate that. One of the things that Wei is doing is she's telling us about the points we got, and I didn't have time to go over that, but we do still carry on with the 10 points that we had in the lifestyle program, and that's exciting because there again is the lifestyle side of it with the walking and the sleeping on the mattress pad and drinking the Pi Mag water and whatever. Also, I want to say something before we end the call this morning is that Focus on Growth, like I said, as we've been recording this call, also they have some books, and a couple of books that we talked about is the China Study, the Perfect Health, and also there is an Advanced Lifestyle Setup CD that is available to purchase on the first call that Shar basically introduced the setup and the Advanced Lifestyle call for us. That's also available at Focus on Growth. And the reason I know that is that I'm sitting here right in front of us, and I see the Perfect Health, the Natural Way is here underneath new items. The China Study is here underneath new items, and also that Advanced Lifestyle Setup tape is available. So if you're looking for the China Study and that book, The Perfect Health by Marianne Scheer, those are all available at Focus on Growth. And I just want to again go ahead and repeat that if you'd like to hear what Steve Roberts had to say on last Monday, man, it's there. Click on Focus on Growth, Advanced Lifestyle, and listen to what Steve had to say. And if you'd also like to purchase that call, that particular tape. It's available, but a lot of great, great information was in there. Anybody else have anything you want to say this morning?
Yes, I would like to ask how many days this program is on conference call. This is Mountain Town, Ohio.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Ohio, glad to have you with us this morning. The call is on Monday through Fridays, and at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, so whatever that would be to 2 hours. Yes, 8 a.m. in the a.m., and then the calls on Monday are all being recorded by Focus on Growth, where you can go, and every once in a while, Shar's going to have me come on and kind of go back over the last week or a couple weeks of what we discussed for a summarization of basically what was been on the calls. Because, see, these calls change. They're not the same every day. Different questions come up. We have different hosts, different ideas, different ways of doing things. And that's what this whole support study group is all about. And this advanced study group is we're really digging into this new way of heating. And like I said, we're just doing some things that we will be able to report back here in 90 days on basically what's happening. But I know already I've seen a change. And one of the changes I had in my body that doesn't mean a lot, I guess, to a lot of people, that I was developing some swelling in my hands and around my legs. And being a diabetic, that is something that does happen. And, man, I think in not too many days or a week, at least I know for sure that swelling was disappearing. And it's nice, again, to feel, you know, it's kind of like reaching up and feeling skinny fingers. And when you have these kind of diseases, or I know a lot of you out there have particular sicknesses or illnesses or whatever that you have, that I know you're looking for the answer. And if the answer could be nothing more than just eating good and having that good lifestyle, a good weekend lifestyle, and utilizing these products and eating the proper foods and the natural foods, that if it could assist you in any way, and remember what I said, if you could just give yourself one more hour, or if you could just give yourself one more hour a day without maybe some discomfort that you have in your body, you know, would it be worth the opportunity to change? You don't have to just totally go change 100% at one time. And like Steve said, you have to find a path that is good for you, that you can accept and you can do. But to remember, the results that you're going to get from this new way of eating, the plant-based foods, and getting the animals and dairy products out of your body as much as you possibly can. I choose to get it all out of my body because I know the great results that I got with the original lifestyle program, and I know this program is better. I've looked at the research. I've looked at the data. We've also prepared some people that have gotten some great results, and it's just, in my worth, it's worth a try. It's worth a change. It's worth to think about it. So what I'm going to do, if nobody else, Shar or Mary Lou or Ruth, you got nothing more to say, I'm going to go ahead and kind of close this out, if you don't mind, this morning. But first of all, before I do that, I'd just like to thank the Active Study Pilot Group for basically your time and your commitment to this program. And second of all, I'd like to thank all of you guests for your attendance today. I really appreciate that. If you have any questions or comments, let me direct you to the person that directed you to the call, invited you here to listen to this call this morning. They can answer any questions you can have, and have a wonderful day, and please join us again. And like the question came up, what days? That's Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. We get started off our day with a great bunch of people every morning, and it's just exciting. So that's it from Olympia, Washington, and from the Advanced Lifestyle Call on June 25th. Have a great and wonderful day, and remember, what we put in our mouth can determine the life and the health that we will have for the rest of our life. Thank you kindly. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Monty.
Thanks, Monty.
Thank you. Appreciate you all.